The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchas Schiras, says, Shloisha dinim ha'amurim b'teira barboa shaymin. Three halachas that the Torah mentions that relate to the four shaymin, einon elo b'metaltolin shel Yisrael v'shel Haggad. They're noyeg only by metaltolin, metaltolin that belongs to Yisrael, and not just any yid, a poshti yid, belongs to a Haggad. Shenemar, because when the Torah talks about the shaymin, it says kesef, or kelim, v'chol behema. And we learn from there, yatsu karkois, v'yatsu avadim shehukshalu karkois, v'yatsu ashtarois, she'ein gufan ma. V'nemar, it says, ki te'nishal re'yeyu, and from there we know, yatsu ha'kdeshois, v'nichsei goyim. So says the Rambam, there's a parasha in Shoimrim, stating that the parasha of Shoimrim is confined to metaltolin, shel Yisrael, v'shel head. Says the Rambam, ikan omru chachomim, it's from here the Chazal said, ho'avodim v'hashtarois, v'hakarkois, as it relates to all these things that are not metalton, shall you solve it, shall head it, shall mechinon, shall ahem. If you're a shall mechinon of these things, ain't no nishba, you're not going to swear. The noise is socher, I socher, ain't a mishale, you're not going to be mishale, etc., etc. In other words, the laws of the shaymrim do not apply to karka, they don't apply to eved, they don't apply to karkois, they don't apply to nichse goyim, they don't apply to nichse hekdish. I'm skipping. Halacha Gimel says the Rambam merely, Shem Posha Hashem Rebavodin. What would be if somebody's watching somebody else's Eved? And then he was Poshaya, Ukir Yoitzabahen, or, meaning not only Avodim, but it was also Karkois and Shtorois, Chayev Leshalim, the Halacha is, he's going to have to pay. She'enoi Potter Bavodim, the Karkois, the Shtorois. Because although it's true, I just told you, based on Sugi Zashas, that there's a p'tur by Avodim Shtaros v'Karkois in the parasha of Shoimi, but that's Elo Midin Agneva v'Aveda v'Hamisa u'Kayoitza behen. Shemhoi Yishoi Mechina ma'la metalton v'nignivu o'yavdu u'yishava u'Bavodim v'Karkois v'Shtaros v'Patim Yishvua v'Chein Emoi Yishoi Mesochah Shemeshalim Gneva v'Aveda v'Metalton v'Patim v'Lashalim v'Eil. Avol in Posha, says the Rambam b'Lashoi Ne'azov, but let's say you're a Poshaya Chayiv L'Shalim. You're going to be chayiv. Why? Shekola poisheya mazaku. Because a shomer that's poisheya is a mazik. And being that a shomer that's poisheya is a mazik, so says the Rambam, even though it's true that they're nismait, shtorois, avodim, karkois, from the parish of the shomerim, but this is different. Because when you're poisheya, you're a mazik. And there's no hafka from mazik, and it's for that reason, says the Rambam. I have no riot to this. But yearly, this is one of the yearlies of the Rambam. Yearly, shem posha shoyme ba'avodim u'kiyoytze ben chayiv l'shalim. Again, skipping to the last line, shekola peisheya, mazik. And the Rambam continues, it goes weiter, very, very wordy, very, very lengthy, but this is the Rambam. The Ravid is mazik, very, very sharp on the Rambam. I'm just going to read the last hasaga, the last line. Says the Ravid, the ain poisheya mazik. But I want you to know that a poisheya is not a mazik. She'im hoyekei. Because if it were true that a poisheya is a mazik, pshia bebailam lama potter. Why is it that there's a mandom in chas that holds that pshia bebailam is potter? That if it's bol avimoy, and the shoyo, let's say, is poisheya, that loch is, he's going to be potter. If a poisheya is a mazik, so how could it be that he's going to be potter? Elo she'in poisheya doymel mazik. Says the Rabbi, you have to say that a poisheya is not doymel mazik. And because a poisheya is not doymel mazik, so it's for that reason, says the Rabbi, that I don't understand the halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam's telling me, she'kol ha'poisheya maziku, if kol ha'poisheya mazik, and that's why it's true that karkois, avodim, and shtoris, that are excluded from the parish of the Shoimrim. And all the basic halachas of Shoimrim, they don't have. Afal pike, and if you're Peshneh, you're going to be Chayiv, Shekola Peshneh Mazikul, then why is Bala Vimoy different? Bala Vimoy also, there's this gross exclusion in the parish of Shoimrim. And it's true even for Pshia. But if you're going to tell me Peshneh Mazikul, Ayala Al Daitcha, that if you're Mazik, when you're Bala Vimoy, you're going to be Potter, of course not. And Lachura debunks the whole theory of the Rambam that it could be Poshaya is different, the yearly of the Rambam, based on the fact Shekola Poshaya Mazikah. So Baruch Ber in Birchas Shmuel, this is in Bava Kama Siman Lamed Beis, brings B'Shem Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said to say Pshan in the Rambam that you have to say that it's Choluk B'Yisoid, the reason that Avodim Shtoris and Karkois are excluded from the Parish of Shoimrim versus the reason that Ba'ol Avimoy is an exclusion from the parasha of Shomer. In other words, the p'tur in the halachas of Shomer that you find by Shtores Avadim and Karkois is different bi yisoid ubimahos from the p'tur of Ba'ol Avimoy that you find by Shomer. Said Reb Chaim, this that there's no halacha of Dinei Shomer as it relates to Shtores Avadim and Karkois, that hafgah, said Reb Chaim, is a hafgah in the dinim of the parasha of Shomer. The face, if somebody goes over to his friend and he says, will you watch my Yevet? And he says, yes. He becomes a Shomer. He's Bechefza a Shomer. There's no question he's Bechefza a Shomer. Norvas, all the dinim that you find in Parashas Mishpatim, all the sugyas that we're learning right now, all these halachas don't apply based on the limud that Chazal had. But avada Bechefza, you're going to be a Shomer. When a person borrows something from somebody and it's Ba'ol Avimoy, Ba'ol Avimoy is a hafkah in the etzim shem shomer, as nitkain shomer b'chla. So Reb Chaim said like this. Reb Chaim said that the reason the Rambam held that kol ha'pesheya maziku is based on the fact that the Rambam understood that if you're a shomer and you're pesheya, you're a mazik in the sense that you're going to be chayiv based on the parasha of Adam ha'mazik. Right, arba obvious nizikin, ashar, v'habar, v'amavah, v'ahever. What's mavah? It's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds mavah ze'adam, and even Shmuel holds that Adam is not mentioned in the Mishnah. But avada, there's something called Adam amazik. What's the makar to Adam amazik? Makar behem and yishalmen. It's talking about Adam the Azik moment. Right, that's the parasha mavah. That's one of the arba obvious nizikin. That's what an Adam amazik is. The Rambam holds yearly chalt agot, chalt asvara, and that is kol ha'peshei amaziku. Meaning you're included. You're in the parasha. So he said, that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that although it's true there's a hafgah of shtoris avadim v'karkois, but that hafgah is not that you're not a shomer. That hafgah is from the dinim in the parasha of shomerim. Which dinim? The dinim in parashas mishpatim. The shomer the gedinim. Those dinim he's excluded from. It's based on the klal, prat to klal, right? The Rambam brought it to us a little bit. So all the halachas that are mentioned in that parasha, you're going to be excluded. Oh, but bechefts, are you a shomer? Yeah, I'm bechefts a shomer. L'may nafkemino, if a shomer is pesheya, it's we view you as if you're a mazik, you're a makabahim and yishalmeno. So if we view you as being a makabahim and yishalmeno, well then, if that's the case, oh, so you're a makabahim and yishalmeno, so therefore that parasha you're going to be included in. And that's why the Rambam holds you're going to be chayiv. The reason you're chayiv when you're pesheya is because the pesheya is viewed as a mazik, and the parasha of mazik is not the parasha of shomerim. The parish of Mazik is the parish of Bava Kamra. That's the parish of Mava. That's Makabehem Yishalmen. And from that parish, why should he be excluded? Mehechatesi. Now, just to be clear, if somebody's Peshay and somebody else is staying, right, whatever the case would even be, if I'm Peshay and you're Zach, Machayev, right, Grama bin Azakin, but even that requires a Maisa Grama. If a person's merely Peshay and somebody else is staying, there's no Chid. The Rambam's saying a Chiddish, he's saying merely, I hold that if someone is a Shoyma and he's Peshaya, now all of a sudden my Peshaya makes me a Mazik, right, just to give it some words. Ordinarily, if I'm Peshe and somebody else is staying, I'm not a mazik because the Peshe is not enough ki'ilu to be miyachis to me, the hezek. The fact that if I go and I break your window, okay, it's my hezek. What's miyachis to me? The fact that I'm the one that broke the window, right? Grama bin Azokin. Even then, chay b'din yishamayim, because I did something. But if all I was negligent, the Peshe is not enough to make this hezekness yachis to me. And as a result, it's nothing. It's not a sugi and shas. I'm completely off the hook. There's nothing to talk about. But as it relates to a shomer who has a chiv to watch. So when a shomer is peshe, you can't tell me his the hezek is not nisyachis to him. What do you mean? You were supposed to watch it. You were bechef to a shomer. And as a result, the hezek is now nisyachis to you enough that we can throw you into the parasha makah dehem yishalmen. That's what Reb Chaim said. Toshen Rama. The Rama says, call up peshe and mazik. What does he mean mazik? What else does he mean? He means the first mishnah bava kam, according to Rav, anyways, right? He means mava. He means the parasha makah dehem yishalmen. But al kaponim, that's the fart. The shtoris avodim karkois and ismai from the dine shomerim that are mentioned in parasha shmishbotim, but it's not a miyot in the shem shomer. Bechefza am a shomer. If bechefza am a shomer, then my pshia is a maisa mazik. And as a result, I'm included in not this parasha, but yet a parasha makabehem yishalmen. And it's for that reason you're going to be chayv. Obesed Reb Chaim, as it relates to shmirah bebailim, the reason Ba'ol Avimoy is potter is because when the bailim is imoy at the time of the Shayla, when it's Malavima, you're not considered a Shomer at all. If I'm not a Shomer, then even if I'm Peshaya, I'm going to be Potter. Because it's only a Shomer that's Peshaya that we can be Miyachas, the Pshia, to him and to view it as a Makabemi Yishamana. But to the extent I'm not a Shomer, so then I'm going to be completely excluded. And it's for that reason, said Rab Chaim, that's the Chiluk, that's the terrace to the Ravitz Kasha. That as it relates to Shtoris, Avod of the Karkois, where you're a Shomer, it's a Havka in the Dinei. Shomerin, okay, but I'm a Shomer. As long as I'm a Shomer, so now if I'm Pesheya, it's a Maisa Mazik. That's the Rambam's yearly Makadehem Yishamena, as opposed to Balavima over there, you're not a Shomer at all. If you're not a Shomer, so now you're like someone that was Pesheya in his neighbor's thing. That's not considered a Maisa Hezek. That's not included in Makadehem Yishamena, and it's for that reason, even though the Rambam holds Kala Pesheya Mazik, but that's only by a Shomer. When it's Balavima, you're not a Shomer at all. In Yeshiva, they say over that what was Reb Chaim's Makar? What was Reb Chaim's Makar to say that Shmir Bebailim is not just a Afka in the Dine Tashlumen, but Shmir Bebailim is Afka in the Etzem Shem Shomer? It's the Sugyas in the beginning of Perak HaShoyal. Because it's Mavur in the Sugyas of Perak HaShoyal that the Gemara said that Baal Avimai depends on what? It depends on whether it was Baal Avimai at the time of the Shela. We don't care what happened at the time of the Shvura Mesa. We care what happened at the time of the Shela. And the Gemara says, how do I know that? It's mashma this way, it's mashma that way. And in the first Mahalach of the Gemara said, Mistabra, it's in Svara. Epochana, no, the Gemara says, Mistabra. It's Mistabra, that should be that way. What do you mean, Mistabra should be that way? It says, Reb Chaim, I understand. If you're going to tell me that Shmir Bebailim is the Tayyich, it's a Hafga in the Dinim, in all the Dinim of the Shomrim, then what should it depend on? It should depend on if it was Balavimi at the time that the Dinim went into effect. The Teretz is, it's a Hafga in the Etzim Shmira. It says, I'm not a Shomer, so what does it depend on? It depends on at the time that I became a Shomer, was a Baal Avimai, was it not a Baal Avimai? If it's Afgan, the Dinim, then what we should care about is what was at the time of the Dinim. But from the fact that we care about the Shas Sheol, that's what Reb Chaim said, it's Muchach from there. So Baruch Be'er, Kedarki Bakoidesh, after he brings his grace aside from his rebels, Chus Yogan Aleinu Amen, so he says, that Lefi said, there's a whole bunch of different things you can understand. Mention two. Tosfos and Perek HaKoines, a classic Tosfos. Right, we know throughout Shas, the Gemara tries figuring out whether it's Shaykh Toyin Tainas Ganav by a Shoymer Socher. Right? Malu Shoymer Chinam, Shekin Chayiv Kefal, but Toyin Tainas Ganav. Toyin Tainas Ganav, Socher. Mara says, Karnav Aloy Kfeila, Aloy Shvu is Adifa Mikfeila Bishvu. Right, that's the Gemara. But Shoymer Socher, it's always a noise in the Gemara whether or not a Shoymer Socher is Shaykh, whether a Shoymer Socher is Shaykh to Toyin Tainas Ganav. What's a Tolian? It's telling you, list the Mizuyan Ganifu, list the Mizuyan Gazlan, Kiyodor. Freitai Sakash, have a Pashtaitza. Have a Hechatimsa where a Shayna Sacher could be a Toyin Tainas Ganif. He was Toyin Tainas Ganif, a Bol of Imai. He walks into Besnin, he says, God, it was Nignava. Nignava, you have to pay. He says, no. He said it was Bol of Imai. If it's Bol of Imai, now he doesn't have to pay. And he swore. And then afterwards, we found out that the case of the Toyin Tainas Ganav, you should have to pay kefil. So Tosfos says, you have to say that when it comes to Baal Avimai, there's no halach of Toyin Tainas Ganav. Toyin Tainas Ganav doesn't pass when it comes to Baal Avimai. But it's very, very saucy. So Baruch Be'er brings from the Shita Mekubetz says, who brings from Rabbi Loza Migar Maisa, who said, quote, the time of the Ein Chayef Kefil, the Tainas Gneva Geremes Aptor. V'hocha masha habaylam goyim. He says, Toyin Tainas Ganav is when a Shomer Tainas Gneva, and he's getting off the hook with the Tainas Gneva. When this Shomer Socher says Gneva, Bebal of Imai, what's getting him off the hook? The Gneva? No, Gneva is a Taina Mechayeves. It's the Bal of Imai. Toyin Tainas Ganav is when the Tainas Ganav is what's pattering him. But when the Tainas Ganav is not pattering him, it's the Bal of Imai. Grab that happened at that time, meaning it's coming with a Taina of Ganav, but the Tainas Ganav is not pattering you. It's the Taina of Bal of Imai that's pattering you. So Bechai Gavna, you're not going to have the halacha of Toyin Tainas Ganav. So it says Rav Baruch Ben, Nirabir Devreim Hakdoshim. The beer of Toysness and the beer of the Shita Mekubetz says that this that you say, Toyin Tainas Ganav is Potter, that's true if you're walking into Bezin and you say, I know I'm a Shomer, and I know I have certain responsibilities, but I'm telling you, I did everything I was supposed to do, I did everything the way it was supposed to play itself out, but at the same time, I learned the sugyas, I learned Tashoyel, I learned Tamafkid, I learned all these sugyas, and I know that I'm Potter based on the Mishpatim of Parshas HaShomer. Then Sedah Halachif and Toyin Tainas Ganav. But when a Shomer Tainas Baal Avimai, what's he saying? What's he saying? He's saying I wasn't a shomer. Snezra Baruch Beth, you're saying I wasn't a shomer. That's not Toyin Tainas Ganav. Toyin Tainas Ganav is the Taich when I'm a shomer and I'm patterning myself with Dine Shomerim. Here I'm not patterning myself with Dine Shomerim. What I'm patterning myself with is I'm saying I wasn't a shomer Bechlal. And being that what I'm saying is I wasn't a shomer Bechlal. So it's for that reason we put. Baruch Beth says the emes is a Yerushalmi. What the Yerushalmi brings... It's a machloikis amayiraim. Whether or not, if someone tainas bol of imay, you have to swear bol of imay. You don't have to swear bol of imay. You have to swear bol of imay, or do you not have to swear bol of imay? So it's a machloikis in Yerushalmi. Whether you even have to swear by bol of imay. Says Baruch Ber, what's the tzad you shouldn't even have to make a shvua for bol of imay? Zocher Baruch Ber, because what's a shvua sashoymer? Shvua sashoymer means if I'm maskim, I'm a shoymer. I'm dining. It was nignava, it was nevda, it was an oinis. Okay, so then you have to swear. But if I'm saying I'm not a shoymer, lididi, I'm not a shoymer. Why am I swearing? Because according to you, I'm a shoymer, but according to me, I'm not a shoymer. So if according to me, I'm not a shoymer, I shouldn't have to swear. And emesis is mefurish atoysus in the Mishnah that we learned very quickly that we're going to see more about tomorrow. Right, one of the cases is where he says you were a shoyel. Tosfos asks the kasha, why is there no shvuas hashoymim? And Tosfos says, because when the person says schura, not shula, what he's saying is, I'm not a shoyel b'chal. So if I'm not a shoyel b'chal, why am I swearing that? Why am I swearing meso, loy meso? I'm not a shoyel. I'm not meinyano. So Baruch Beth said, you see already in Tosfos this far, that there's an Indian that if lididi, I'm not a shoymer, you can't impose it. Because according to you, I'm a shoymer, I should have shvuas hashoymer. I have to objectively be a shoymer. The minute I tain a ball of imoy, that means lididi bidichtet can shoymer bechlau. And if according to me, I'm not a shoymer bechlau, either way, this is the yisoy from Reb Chaim. So we have over here a few yisoyitas. Number one, we have the Rambam, which later Reb Chaim understood the Rambam. Incidentally, not all the Achreinim understand the Rambam the way Reb Chaim understood the Rambam. But the way Reb Chaim understood the Rambam was, is that the Rambam that says that if someone's a shoymer for shtaris avadim v'karkois, and he's Peshay, a year early, you're going to be Chayiv, why? Shekola Peshay, a Mazaku. He means literally the parish of Makab Emir Shalman. It's the first you saw you have in this Reb Chaim. That a Shoymer that's Peshay is a Mava. He's an Adam the Azik Momen. That's the first you saw you have in this Reb Chaim. The second you saw we have in this Reb Chaim is that if someone watches Shtaris of Adam Karkois, he's a Shoymer. He's a Shoymer, because otherwise, through your pshia, you couldn't be considered a mazik, because a person that's pesheya b'mamoyin shalchaver is not considered a mazik. The third thing you see is that shmir b'baylam is not a ptur in the dine in the mishpate hashoymer, but rather shmir b'baylam is a ptur in the etzim shem shoymer. That when it's shmir b'baylam, you're not considered a shoymer.